Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Wednesday, January 25th. You may have heard that as of this month, there's a new soda in town. It's called Starry, a lemon-lime drink made by PepsiCo. But in order to really understand the story of Starry and what its future could hold, we have to take a second to dive into the long and complicated story of, stay with us, the lemon-lime carbonated beverage wars. I promise, this one's juicy. It starts back in 1929, just weeks before Wall Street crashed. Not the best time to roll out a new product, it turns out, but that didn't stop Charles Leiper Grigg from putting a new kind of drink on the shelves, a lemony-limey bubbly concoction that included lithium to take the edge off. The drink would eventually become known as 7-Up, and by the way, after 1948, it was no longer made with lithium. Still, the soda became a mainstay, both on its own and as a mixer for cocktails. Perhaps you've heard of the 7-and-7? Well, the introduction of 7-Up put soda makers on notice, and in 1961, Coca-Cola dropped its answer to 7-Up, Sprite. Soda connoisseurs may disagree, but it's fair to say that the two taste virtually identical. But Sprite's star would end up rising quite a bit more than that of its competitor. Today, Sprite is the world's leading lemon-lime soda, capturing around 7% of the soda industry as a whole. That puts Coca-Cola firmly atop the heap. And 7-Up? Well, it remained privately owned until 1978, when it was sold to Philip Morris. 8 years later, 7-Up changed hands again, this time in two parts. The U.S. business was sold to an investment firm, which later merged with Dr. Pepper. In 2018, that company became Keurig Dr. Pepper, which to this day oversees all U.S. distribution of 7-Up. But global distribution? That belongs to another familiar name in the soda game, PepsiCo. So just to recap, in the U.S., Coca-Cola had Sprite and Keurig Dr. Pepper had 7-Up. And while PepsiCo owned the global 7-Up business, its lemon-lime soda prospects in the U.S. were looking, dry. That is until 1999, when the company rolled out its American answer to Sprite, Sierra Mist. PepsiCo hoped Sierra Mist could take down Sprite. Alas, it did not. At its height, Sierra Mist captured roughly 0.1% of the $82 billion soda market, compared to Sprite's 7%. In 2016, PepsiCo shelved Sierra Mist for a new spinoff, Mist Twist. That lasted 2 years, and then Mist Twist was replaced with good old Sierra Mist. And now Sierra Mist is getting the axe again, for good it appears this time. Its replacement? Starry, on which executives are betting big. It's a caffeine-free lemon-lime soda available in regular and zero-sugar versions. Soda fans took to social media to share their thoughts about the new drink, with one reporting that it tasted like Sprite with added lime. Another said it was like Sierra Mist and Mountain Dew had a baby minus the caffeine. Most found it tasted, a lot like Sprite, as you might imagine, which of course is the point. PepsiCo isn't shying away from the fact that they hope this soda is finally the one that has consumers putting Sprite back on grocery store shelves. In a statement, PepsiCo's chief marketing officer said, quote, "With one product dominating the category, consumers deserve another option, one that hits different," end quote. So, will Starry hit different with consumers? That's unclear, but if we've learned anything from the past, it's that there's a lot riding on the lemon-lime soda industry, and the competition is just going to get juicier.
From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. I'm your host, David Brown, written and produced by Jessica Yarmosky. Our executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marshall Lee.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.